Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. Welcome to those that are here in the sanctuary as well as those tuning in online with us once again. It's always just awesome to be together as a family, to be inspired by what God has presented for us each Sunday at Peace. Let's start with this question. I know this is on the forefront of your minds this morning coming to church, and that is, how do you pick up more followers on social media? Ruth, I know you're really into that, right? Lots of different strategies to pick up more followers on social media. Things like, have consistent posts. Make sure you have a brand so that people recognize who you are and what you're doing. Things like, make sure you post at the right time of day so you get as big a audience to look at you and that sort of thing. Well, why do we bring that up this morning? Well, this morning we are going to be reminded of the moment in which Jesus began to pick up followers. How did he do it? How did just a small little group of people become so large? Here's just a little tip here. Jesus did not follow the practices of picking up followers like we do in social media. He had his own style. We want to figure out what he did to pick up followers. Just a couple of announcements to share before we begin our worship service this morning. The first is that after worship, we're having a special fellowship in Bob Glaither's honor. And it's really about the fellowship, the potluck, but more so about Bob, and maybe even more so a time to connect with family and to greet Kay and the kids. They're here again. You guys got sleep last night. You look rested. Did you? Andrew's like, yeah. But great to see the family together this morning, and they're with us so we can connect with them in fellowship in the fellowship hall after worship. Just a note, too, a lot of people commented about the service and just wanted to find out ways that they can listen to it. There's two ways to listen to it. One is on our YouTube channel. Go ahead and search Peace Lutheran Church-Philomath to check that out. Another way to listen to it, too, and maybe the sound quality's better in this way, is to go to our website, and Jim Holroyd has every single service that we do. He's got the audio right there, and the sound's quite crisp, but you don't get the video there. But you can find it on our website as well. And then secondly, just a note about next Sunday, we've got another special fellowship event, and that is a potato bar. Are you noticing that we like to eat here at the church? It's kind of nice. So next Sunday is a potato bar, and we'll have potatoes and all the fixings, and we're going to have a fundraiser. This is a fundraiser to help support Benton County CEF, Child Evangelism Fellowship. They're going to be here giving us an update about their ministry briefly in the service. And then also the fundraiser is also supporting Love, Inc., and specifically their ministry to help people in laundry service. People that are on the edge don't have money to go to the laundromat, and the funds that are provided here will help people have vouchers to get their laundry done, those that are in need. So that's next Sunday, right after worship service. Are there any other announcements this morning? Okay. We're going to begin again in a special way by having our Peace Lutheran Choir lead us in a really beautiful song. It really speaks to some comfort that we have in difficult times. That song is Shelter in the Storm.